Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am your host for today's show, Business is Personal. And I'm so excited to share with you that our leading lady today is Jackie Janelle from J. Janelle Marketing. And Jackie, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much, and good morning.
Good morning. I'm really excited to be here with you.
I am super excited to have you on our show today as well. And Jackie, you definitely know a thing or two about marketing, and this is a really juicy topic for me because I think that there's so much that we could delve into, and a half an hour is just going to be scratching the surface, but we are certainly going to dive into some good stuff today, and our topic is big or small, marketing matters. And Jackie, I know that you've had a really interesting background. You studied acting. You were a woodworker. You had a business where you were crafting display boxes. But I know, much like me, you are multi-passionate. You've had numerous businesses. But what it really came down to is that you loved to make room to help people fall in love with not only what they do, but actually bringing that to market. Because as you and I know, like, if we're not bringing it to market, then it's a hobby, a lovely hobby, but it's just a hobby. So given our topic today, I would just like to start with if you could talk to us a little bit about what is marketing.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's such a loaded question sometimes. There is no real pat answer, and I often joke that I think marketers today really sort of need a marketing dictionary beyond Webster's so we can all get on the same page and stop confusing people. But, really I think it comes down to there's a lot of confusion between marketing, advertising, and branding. Because marketing really is an umbrella term that we use to just encompass all of it, but then there are certain aspects that don't fall in branding, that don't fall in advertising. I think that's where the confusion comes from. But really, marketing, it's a process. And it's a process we use to one, understand the customer and understand them well enough so that we're developing products and services that will actually appeal to them. And two, positioning those products and services in a way that will resonate with them, and then finally three, then we're communicating and promoting those products and services to them. So it's really the whole picture.
And it's interesting because you mentioned advertising and branding and marketing. Do you find that people that are actually looking for marketing, do they tend to come to you asking for branding? Like, can you talk a little bit to the difference between branding and marketing?
Branding is something that I do also. It's because it's part of the process, it falls under it's a very strategic part of the process, and it falls under that umbrella. The processes, though, for each and the purpose of them is different. And the way I like to think of it is, branding is more internal. So branding is understanding yourself, whereas marketing is understanding your customer. And then advertising, which is the third piece, is sort of telling the customer about yourself. It's the way you put the message out.
I have to tell you, Jackie, I have never, ever heard that put more succinctly and in a way that is easier to understand. I mean, that's really incredible. And, you know, and you mentioned positioning, which I think, you know, throws people a little bit. And they're like, oh, well, then should I be on Facebook? Or like, you know, I mean, you and I, I'm sure, could have, you know, an hour-long conversation just on positioning alone.
Exactly.
But I love that. Would you mind repeating that just so our listeners? So if you missed that, anybody who's going to say it again, but that was so powerful.
Okay, so branding is understanding yourself. Marketing is understanding your customer, and advertising is telling the customer about yourself.
That is beautiful. I don't know if you have that anywhere on your website, but you should put that on the back of your business card because that's completely
genius.
You know,
genius. I should. That's a good idea.
I really hope you do because I think that, you know, I think there's so much noise, Jackie, and I guess really that really leads me to wanting to ask you, you know, do we need both? You know, do we need marketing and branding? And, you know, and I think the answer kind of speaks for itself, but given the fact that, you know, businesses, you know, some businesses are hiring outside consultants and they have a huge budget, but they're also trying to do it in-house. And then you've got the other side of the spectrum, which is, you know, the smaller businesses. Mm-hmm. So if in fact we do need both, what comes first, and how do you start to differentiate between where to start, or even how to figure out, you know, what's working and what's not working?
Right. Well, you absolutely need both. You know, you can't tell your customer about yourself if you don't know who you are. Really, branding should be addressed in the early stages of a business, and that's not to say if you haven't, that it's too late. You can always come back and work on branding. And branding, what that really encompasses is positioning yourself. So figuring out, you know, what differentiates you, what your focus is on, who your customers are, your brand values, which is the personality of your business. Are we, you know, really buttoned up and straightforward? Are we kind of goofy and wacky? Are we somewhere in between? And then figuring out your targeted messages. So how do we talk about ourselves with our prospects, with our partners, et cetera?
Absolutely.
But the trick is, so whereas branding, it seems, yes, branding comes first, the trick is that you can't really develop an effective brand unless you understand your customer. So you need to kind of get that point and understand who really is our customer, who are we targeting, what's important to them, and then incorporate that and make sure that as you're going through the branding process that how you're positioning yourself is, you know, in fact going to actually resonate with the people you're trying to target.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, because so many people are either working with a marketing professional or, like I said, they have an in-house team or they're looking to hire someone, how do you suggest we go about measuring our marketing success? So is what we're doing in the marketing arena, how do we know if it's being effective?
You know, it's a tough question and a tough answer. And it's because, you know, in marketing there's a term we use. It's called KPIs, which stands for Key Performance Indicator. And that's just really a fancy way of saying a business picks and chooses the metrics that are important to them. And that metric is going to vary from business to business. It's going to be unique based on your industry, your business needs as a business owner, what's personally, you know, important to you. So, you know, how we measure the success of any marketing campaign is really going to be unique to the business. You know, there isn't one standard that everybody can go by.
Mm-hmm. No, that really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I know that for me, I've owned 8 businesses and my consulting business where I work on, you know, strategy and helping women really connect to what it is that they love. That's my 8th business, but I have a brick and mortar. and we would advertise, and we advertised on television or on cable. And it was it was a similar conversation. It's like, how do you measure that? But I think for me, you know, we made a lot of our we made a lot of our decisions really intuitively. And I think sometimes it is hard to measure, but I think also trusting your gut. I mean, would you say that's a key factor as well, as just really like honing in and and just trusting that intuition?
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely. You know, you do. You need to listen. You need to, you know, well, what makes sense? If I'm doing X and Y activities and suddenly my sales are going up, or I have more, you know, traffic coming through the door, well, then it doesn't matter, you know, what the data says. Obviously, something there's working. Now, that said, you do always want to track your data. And you want to be, you want to make sure you're measuring it so that you can make adjustments and, you know, and fine tune and use that to sort of back up what your gut is saying. And maybe, you know, maybe you think everything's going really well, but, you know, the numbers are showing something different. And, you know, so, you know, you always want to have that data, but, you know, we're intelligent beings. Something looks like it's working. Well, it's probably working. That doesn't mean you don't finesse it, but yes, absolutely.
No, and you know, and I really love that, because I think that really is what, for me, indicates that it's time to hire a professional. Like, I really trust my gut when I am in the process of making a decision, and I'm also personally really connected to what feels good. And I it's taken, you know, 8 businesses and really big successes and really big failures and some really tough lessons to get that. But inevitably, anytime something went awry, there was a sense that I had before that happened. But I also know, to what your point was, which was that that's a great place for me to start. But for me to sustain any kind of success, you know, I need to be able to connect with experts. And so so what I'd love to have you share with us is that, you know, in terms of looking for a marketing professional, what would be some great questions to ask? Because, you know, I think, too, again, there's so many people out there who are, you know, with all due respect, they're new to marketing, or they're kind of, you know, trying to be all things to everyone. So what are some great questions someone could ask if they're looking to hire someone like yourself that is a marketing professional?
Right. Well, the first thing that I would say on the part of the business owner is really understand what it is that you're looking for. You know, marketing has exploded over the past 10 years, and you know, back in the day when I first started, you know, there was marketing, and the marketing managers, directors, and everything, we did everything. And now there's a lot of specialists and people who specialize in social media and people who specialize in SEO and people who specialize in websites. So it's, you know, and because they specialize, that's what they're going to tell you you need to do. Right. If you if you're talking to a social media person and you say, you know, I'm really stuck, I'm not sure what I should be doing, well, they're going to say you need to be doing social media, right? Because that's their wheelhouse. That's what they know. When you talk to somebody like me, who's more of a consultant and focuses more on sort of, you know, what I call the roadmap and building that plan, I take a more holistic approach. I look at the entire business. And sometimes, you know, a perfect example is I had somebody, and this happens a lot, who says they need SEO help. They need to drive more traffic to their website. But you go to their website, and it's not a very good website. You cannot figure out what this company does and who they are and what they stand for. And so it doesn't matter how much traffic you're going to send if it's not converting. So really they need to address the website first. So when you're looking for somebody to help you, you really need to understand, okay, what's my bottom line goal? Do I want an order taker who's going to just do this task that I need done? And sometimes that's fine if you need a logo or a brochure, right? You just need them to do the brochure. Other times your goal really is, well, I need to increase my business or I need to improve my brand. And the thing that needs to be done is not always so obvious. There's that, you know, like in the case of the SEO, that's just addressing the symptom. It's not addressing the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
So in talking with somebody, understanding whether they're going to be a good fit or not isn't so much about what questions the business owner asks. It's more about what questions is the consultant asking the business owner. Right?
That's
Are they
really
asking
great.
Good
yes.
questions to the root of the issue, or are they going to just be an order taker that might give you a boost, you know, for a few months? But, you know, in the case of like pay-per-click advertising, you know, the Google AdWords and things like that, those can be a great short-term burst of traffic, but once you stop spending money on them, the traffic goes away. It's not sustainable.
Right. Oh, Jackie, that's really good. You know, I had an experience recently where I was definitely in that position where what I really needed was something more robust and more, you know, something that had some legs to it and would mm-hmm. continue after this one piece. And, you know, again, I mean, even after being, you know, an entrepreneur my whole life, and to having 8 businesses, I'm still learning. And I just,
right.
I love that. I love that you framed it that, you know, that the consultant or the strategist or the coach or what have you, the professional,
mm-hmm.
that the onus is really on them, that they should be asking good questions. And I think that that comes back to us, you know, as corporate executives or as entrepreneurs doing a gut check, you know, and
mm-hmm.
saying, God, are they, like, how is this really feeling? And
right.
and you're so good at what you do, Jackie, and I
Thank
know you.
You,
and I know you to be incredibly generous as well as very insightful and very present. And what I'd love to do at this point, if you don't mind, if anyone has any questions or would like to chat with you about where they are with their business in terms of their marketing or positioning or branding or,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they just want to talk to you about, you know, getting clear on some things, could you tell us the best way that people could get a hold of you and learn more about what it is that you do?
Sure. You can go to my website, and I'm going to spell it out because my last name's a little confusing. So it's jgenomarketing.com, and that's J, G as in Greg, E, N as in Nancy, O-W, marketing.com. And if anybody just wants to follow me and sort of get in my head a little bit more, you can always follow me on Twitter. I'm at JGeno on Twitter.
Perfect. And really, anybody that's listening, I can't encourage you enough. If you want to know more about marketing or just have a really great conversation. Jackie really knows her stuff, and she's the real deal. So I would highly encourage you to connect with her and reach out if you are so inclined.
Thank you, Chandra. That is a lot coming from you. So thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, I mean that, and I really love what you're up to, and I think that you come from such a place that's or a place that's incredibly savvy, but it's also very organic. And
mm-hmm.
You know, and for me personally, that's really important. And again, it kind of goes back to like, God, how does this feel? And
mm-hmm.
and I think given your experience and your know-how, but also I think you're very tuned in. And
mm-hmm.
I also know you to be someone that if it's not a good fit, that you're not, you are not spreading yourself out there to the point where you are trying to be all things to all people. And I,
right.
you know, and I think your specificity and your, you know, and your ability to really hone in very quickly is, I think it's really important. So again, I'm just super
mm-hmm.
thrilled that you're here today. And you know, a few minutes ago you were mentioning, you know, professionals having, you know, a niche or something really specific that they do. And I'd like to talk a little bit about social media because I think it's gotten a huge buzz and
mm-hmm.
there's so much of it now. Periscope's on the scene, and I just, you know, I know for me it's, like, I really have to start to tune some things out because it can be overwhelming. And, you know, and I'm just wondering if you could speak a little bit to, you know, what do you think is most important and where do we start and should we be on all platforms and, you know, and how does that actually tie into our marketing efforts? Because it's daunting. I mean, I've never seen the capacity, you know, or the options that are available as much as they are right now. And it's kind of insane.
Yeah, no, I mean, there is. There's just so much out there, and there's something new popping up every day. And you're right, and it can be very overwhelming, especially as a small business owner and solopreneurs who are out there and they're trying to do it all themselves. And, you know, the best piece of advice I can give is figure out where your audience is. Where are they spending their time? If you're targeting, you know, 18 to 24-year-old guys, then you're not going to be on Pinterest. If you're targeting, you know, a B2B kind of world, then, you know, LinkedIn and Twitter is most likely where your audience is going to be. So hone in on where your audience is and then pick one, maybe two platforms to focus on. And really get to know those. Don't spread yourself too thin, being in too many places. I had a gentleman once who we had a meeting and he was so stressed out and so overwhelmed, and you know, he was on LinkedIn and he was on Twitter and he was doing all these things and you know, Facebook and this, and I stopped and I was like, well, you know, he's a career coach, and I said, well, why are you on Facebook? Why are you spending your time worrying about Facebook? You know, that's not really where your audience is. That's not where they're going to for career advice. You're already all over LinkedIn. You know, maybe beef up Twitter a little bit more. And, you know, you could visibly see the weight lifting off of his shoulders. And I'm like, oh, you know, thank God. Okay, I'm not going to worry about Facebook right now. So, just because, and this is one of the mistakes that I see especially small businesses make, is just because a colleague said something worked for them, going to work for you and your business. You know, every business is unique. Our goals are unique. Our audiences are unique. So do what makes the most sense for you. And when it comes to social media, just, again, you know, start with one platform, get comfortable with that one, then add another one. You know, if you get to a point where you can hire out, you know, go to a social media professional or an agency, then you can expand out because you have somebody else who's going to be managing it for you.
That's great. And, you know, I want to say something too, Jackie. Our listeners are both entrepreneurs and corporate professional women. And I think something, too, that really struck me with what you said is I think that sometimes it's a little bit easier to identify for an entrepreneur than a bigger business who, you know, has the marketing capital or is well-funded. And I think sometimes it's a quality problem. You know, there's this kind of idea like if it's not broken, don't fix it. But I think to what you said, it's really worth taking a look at, you know, are we being as effective as we could be? You know, and I think just because you can doesn't necessarily mean that you should. And I'm wondering how you feel about that. You know, just because a company has 10 people dedicated to social media, you know, like you said at the very beginning of our conversation about tracking your matrix, you know, and looking at your results. So I'm wondering if you feel that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's unique. You know, I know sometimes I sound like a broken record a little bit, but it really is unique to each business. And, you know, and yeah, I mean, there are companies out there that probably are wasting money on social media. I was speaking with the owner of a great social media company last week, and, you know, and she has told prospective clients that, you know, you don't need to be spending money with me yet. You're not ready for that yet. Here are some things you need to go do first in order for any social media to make any impact, because, you know, one of the goals is social media, right? It's a branding tool. You're putting yourself out there. You're creating awareness. And what are you driving people back to? If you don't, you know, a lot of it comes back to your website. If your website isn't optimized, if it's something that you're not really proud of showing people, then what good are your social media efforts going to be? You know, on the other hand, you know, some social media platforms, you know, aren't used to their full benefit. You know, I'm a big fan of Twitter, although, you know, I just read last night that they are going through an upheaval and most of their executive team has left. So I don't know what the future of Twitter is. That caveat aside, you know, Twitter is a great tool for engaging with people, and actually you can have conversations, you know, with people on Twitter. So, you know, you need to make sure you're fully embracing and utilizing each platform to the fullest extent.
Absolutely. And again, I just really feel the need to sing your praises, because I know that you really help businesses and entrepreneurs and business owners really maneuver through, you know, what is a very noisy mm-hmm. arena. And I know that you really help people figure that out. So thank you for that. And Jackie, my last question for you for our call today, as you know, I am incredibly passionate about doing what you love, hence the name of my show. And I would love to get your thoughts on my personal motto, which is that business is personal, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. You know, I feel personally connected to my work. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I'm very passionate about helping small businesses. You know, I feel what I do is a reflection of me. It's a reflection of my values and my integrity. So, you know, what can be more personal than that? And, you know, knowing that sometimes what's in the best interest of our business may not align with our personal interests, but again, that doesn't mean that that personal element isn't there, you know. So I absolutely agree.
Well, wonderful, Jackie. Well, you've been as delightful as I knew that you would be, and certainly as informative and sharp as I could have asked for. So thank you for the great advice. And again, I want to thank you for being with us today, and I want to definitely thank our listeners for tuning in. And you're the reason that we're here, and again, I cannot encourage you enough. Please reach out to Jackie if there's anything that she said that resonates with you, if you want to have a conversation with her, if you want to learn more about what it is that she does, and she's the real deal. So I hope that you will consider connecting with her. And Jackie, thank you again so much. You were a delight.
Thank you. Thank you, Shawn Marie. This was very enjoyable, and I hope helpful for all the listeners out there.
I'm sure that it was, darling. So thank you again. And I just want to remind our listeners that we are back every Monday at 9 a.m., and we will be back again next Monday morning with another woman leading the way and another leading lady for our Women Lead radio show. And our guest next week is Cheryl Roush, and she is a speaker and author and coach at Sparkle Presentations, and their topic is going to be the business of speaking. So I hope that you will come back and join us, and I will definitely be back again very soon with another spectacular guest, and I can't wait to see you then. And in the meantime, please remember to do what it is that you love, and that why you're doing what you're doing is what matters most, because business is personal.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.